Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Well, good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing? We have a special guest here today, Jenny from Jenny B Designs, who does website design, building, and all the things for websites for multiple entrepreneurs in different categories, right, Jenny?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I work with many, many women CEOs. Yes.
And all different types of businesses, and including real estate agents, right?
Yeah, I work primarily with creatives. So a lot of photographers, videographers, and then I also work with a lot of real estate agents. And I love helping real estate agents shine online.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of times in our trainings and in just conversation, it comes up a lot about what websites real estate agents should use, because typically their brokerage provides them one with whatever their monthly fees are. And then a lot of them want to pay for something different outside of that, that's just geared towards real estate agents. But I would love for you to tell everyone why it's so important for them to have a custom website that's not from their broker.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I don't know the stats, so you could probably tell me, but there are a lot of real estate agents, you know, throughout the US. And I encourage all my clients who are agents to really invest in their visual identity. And that really starts with their brand. So a lot of times, you know, you're using your real estate, the brokerage's logo. But I encourage my clients to develop their own logo based on their personality, mm-hmm. you know, their brand style. Come up with some colors that represent them and some typography that really reflects who they are. That would be the first step in the process. And I think it's so important because, you know, that's how you differentiate yourself out in the market. And from there, once you have that brand in place, I love to help design a website that really reflects your personality and is there to demonstrate who you are and what you can bring to your clients and what is your differentiator.
Yeah, and the broker websites, they don't typically allow for a lot of customizations. They usually give you just like a handful of colors and fonts, and that's it.
Yeah, because it's their branding that the website is focused on. Mm-hmm. And you even don't have much space to really kind of shine and write more copy. You know, you have that little standard yes. paragraph about who you are, and you can't add any fun imagery. So it's nice to be able to have your own site that can do all of that.
Yeah. And also for SEO, of like people being able to find you and to create that content that you were just talking about, do you want to talk about, you know, how you can, you know, how SEO is really important and why you can't do that on?
Yeah, sure. So the first step, you know, is to develop your brand, and we would mm-hmm. create a website that really demonstrates your brand. But another thing I wanted to bring up is that when you're working with a brokerage and you get people added to your list, you're getting people mm-hmm. added to the list with your brokerage. They mm-hmm. own that list. And so I always encourage my clients to start their own list on their own website with a freebie or a sign up so that you mm-hmm. are collecting those email addresses and that you have control over them. So that is kind of one of the first tips that I say when you are designing a website, is to have a way for people to sign up to stay in contact with you. And then as far as SEO, a blog is a great place to build that SEO richness and to kind of share information about, you know, your local markets and using keywords, and so that people can find you online and you can start to build your profile with Google and send people to your blog and increase your visibility with your website. So it kind of like all goes round robin, and it's just a good thing to have if you can add that to your own custom website.
Yeah. And if you are at a brokerage that has, let's say, like 150 agents in that local office, you guys are all using the same website. You're all ranking the same pretty much, because the only thing different is your about you section typically.
Yeah. And I don't know, but as me, as the consumer trying to work with the real estate agent, when I get to an agent's own website and I see their personality, I can really connect with them. You know, I can see them and really get to know them. And it makes me want to work with them because I know them personally versus it's another page on the brokerage website.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you brought up the personality aspect, because in a lot of our trainings that we teach in our Inner Circle membership is a lot of personality-based marketing and personality-based lead generation activities. And you really focus on how to bring in, you know, everybody's individual personality into making more money from their websites, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the main goal of your website is to make money. So understanding what we want the person to do when they land on your site, is it to fill out that contact form so that they can, you know, get to know you? Is it to look at your current listings and then reach out to you? Or is it just to sign up for your freebie or to sign up for your newsletter list? Are you just building the list? But understanding what that overall goal is and then reinforcing that throughout the website within your personality.
Yeah. And bringing in like your niche for your business as well, because in real estate, you know, agents have to really niche down, you know, like a lot do military families or equestrian or waterfront properties. And it's so much easier to tie in those niches if you have a custom website.
Yes. I mean, you're like, just think about like my mind is going like the branding photos, like when you take your photos, you know, if you are you do equestrian properties, you're going to be out there next to the horses taking your picture, and it will be throughout your website and people will really understand your niche and it will be really clear.
So I'm going to share Jenny's website here in the group, so that everybody can go there and check out her website. And then you also on your website, Jenny, you have a personality website quiz. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I had so much fun making it. If you take it, it's not very long. It will show you three ways that you can either update your current website, or when you create a new website, that you can bring your personality to life and make more money with your site. So I encourage you to try it and see what your results are and make some changes.
Yeah, because in, you know, a lot of our conversations that we have, you know, tying that niche and your personality into stuff really draws the clients to you that you want to work with. And it's not, you know, putting it out there, you know, so much for the masses. Of course, you know, we want to work with anybody that wants to work with us, but to work with clients that choose you because they're drawn to you based on your personality and your niches really makes a difference in the relationship that you have with those clients too.
Yeah. And, you know, a real estate agent is not unlike any other service provider. I always say your website will attract your ideal client and it will detract. It will, you know, repel clients that you don't want to work with. And that's how you find people that you really mesh with.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great time for them to self-discover that you're just not the right person to work with them, right?
And that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we've had Liz on our podcast who does email marketing, and her like whole persona and her whole niche is like all things 90s. So she like dresses 90s, her whole
Liz
like,
Wilcox.
Yes, Liz Wilcox. Yes. So I mean, that's like her thing, you know, and just to have like such a, you know, a catchy personality niche there really makes people drawn to you for those reasons.
Right. Absolutely.
Jenny, can you tell everyone a little bit about the services that you provide? Obviously like web design and stuff, but I know, you know, you do a little bit more than that and it goes a little deeper too.
Sure. Yeah. Sometimes my clients come to me and they already have a brand in place and they already have a copy, the words on their pages, and they just want a kind of a website refresh. Other times they come to me and they're either, you know, reinventing themselves or they don't have a personal brand, like some of my real estate agents. And so we start with the branding, develop a logo, your colors, your typography, your fonts.
Wow.
And then we also have a copywriter on my team who helps write the words on your site that is optimized for SEO, as well as really reflects your personality. Because personality is huge for me.
Right.
If you haven't, you can't tell by now. And then once I have those two things, I design the website that is based on, you know, all of this that looks beautiful, but is also strategic and is designed to make you money. So I either, you know, I a la carte or you come to me and I help give you a whole brand refresh.
So someone would, you know, reach out to you and set up a schedule a call and talk to you about like what their needs are. And then you guys would decide on what type of package that would fit in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have some of my real estate agents, we've done a one page website. So, you know, it doesn't have to be full length. You know, you have your home page that really talks about you, the markets that you serve, and then the contact page that, you know, gets in contact. That's a really nice way to start. And then you can always expand and add additional pages and add a blog and things like that. But I have done one page websites as well, just to get a nice professional appearance up online.
That's awesome. Do you guys have someone on your team that helps write blog posts like on an ongoing basis? Or would that be something that everybody would have to maintain?
I do. If you need help with that, absolutely. You know, we put an SEO plan into place. So yeah.
That's awesome. Because I don't think that, you know, a lot of people in our group really know what, you know, SEO is and, you know, how that works and why it's important, you know, for their websites. I know we touched on that a little while ago about, you know, obviously having the custom websites to have that, but can you explain what that actually does?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're building a website, there are ways to go about building it that utilize keywords that Google can recognize. So when we say SEO, you know, Google's always on everyone's website and they're looking for specific words in specific places. And if you have the right keywords there, you will start to rank in search. And, you know, just a side note, a way that helps increase your SEO is to have your Google business profile. So if any of your agents don't have that set up, I would highly recommend that. But once you start writing blog posts that are optimized, and by optimized, I mean written with keywords in mind in the right place, Google will start to notice that. And as people visit that blog post, it kind of tells Google, oh, people are liking that. They're like what they're seeing. And it's just like a whole thing that keeps growing. But it is the long game. So it's something that, you know, if you're going to focus on, start now, start slow, and just keep going, and you will see the results.
How often do you think that someone should be updating the content on their website, like the basic stuff on their, you know, their main pages, and then also like, you know, adding blog posts and that sort of stuff as well?
I say start small. So don't take on too much, you know? So if you can commit to doing one blog post a month, that's better than not, you know, and just making sure that it's optimized and you're getting out there and that you're actually sharing the content that you create. Because a lot of times people create, and they're never sharing to drive that traffic. And so it's kind of, you know, wasted content. So I suggest starting small once a month and also sharing that content to your Google profile. I think sometimes we forget about that. That's a really good thing that helps as well.
Yeah, people think they just create stuff and then the world is just magically gonna find it, right?
Yeah, you definitely have to promote.
Yeah, unfortunately, everybody else is creating content as well, so that's not the most super helpful way. So it's really important, I think, for real estate agents to have websites that have IDX. Is that, I know you have a lot of other real estate agents that you do. Do you help them put the IDX on their websites or either set them up to, go from the website that they create with you and then go back to their brokerage IDX one, or how does that work?
It depends on if their brokerage has, sometimes they give them the IDX license, sometimes they don't, and it is an expensive purchase if you have to buy it yourself. And sometimes clients want it to display and others don't. They want to send people, if you want to look through the listings, you look here. In the real estate market today, like I feel like people are just like looking, and I don't know if they necessarily come to your website to look through the listings, if they're there more to kind of learn about you and if you would be the right fit. So I've done both. I've integrated it, which is very easily done if you have access to that license. Or I've also sent them to the real estate, the brokerage page through an external link. I want to say this: if you're going to link to the brokerage page, make sure that it's opening in a new window so that people don't lose your website and that they can always come back to your actual website.
Oh, yes, I love that. That's important.
Yeah.
Speaking of the websites and stuff, do you think that it's, I mean, I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna put it out there. But do you think that it's, a huge advantage to have your own website name as opposed to like jesscassidy.brokerage.com?
Oh, do you mean like the domain, the actual
Yes,
domain?
the
Oh,
actual domain
absolutely.
website.
Absolutely. I mean that helps just with search as well. You know, if people are looking for your name, you have a domain with your name in it. Absolutely. That I think that's very important for sure.
Okay, so that would help, the search engine optimization as well and helping them find their content, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have any other amazing tips for everyone of what they should have on their website that would generate leads to come into their business?
I always say when someone lands on your website, right at the top, it's really nice to put your people have short attention spans, right? So we have to capture their attention really quickly. So it's really nice to put your differentiator up there. Like, what makes you special? Is it the markets that you serve? Is it the way that you approach things? Something really short so that people kind of get an immediate understanding of who you are, and a button, a call to action on what you want them to do on that site. Like, do you want them to contact you with the form? Do you want them to look at properties on your properties page? Like, what do you want them to do? And making sure that that's front and center. That's a really important tip. And then the second thing I would say is on that contact page or wherever you have that form that you want to connect with, add a picture of yourself so that when someone sees you, like this is where the conversion happens, right? They're filling out the form. So having a picture of you always just kind of is a little nice extra touch, and it encourages them to fill out the form and convert more visitors to connect with you.
It adds that personalization in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, how do you feel about having your social media feeds on your website?
Okay, that's a good question. I am not a huge fan of having social
Really?
media. Yes, absolutely. I'll tell you why. You have a goal of your website. What is the goal, the first step in your process to get connected with you? So, when you have social media on your site, when they click it, they're leaving your website. And you don't want to send people away.
Right.
But you do want to stay in contact with them. And I understand, if people are active on Instagram and they post a lot, they want to have it shared. So if you want to have social media, I suggest doing it at the footer. But definitely not up at the top in the header and not throughout the main page, because we want people to stay on your website and we want them to take the first step in the process.
Right, because I mean, obviously, for most real estate agents, their website And I mean, even, you know, all the content that they put out, the whole main goal is lead generation. They're wanting to get leads and stuff. They don't care who comes and looks at their website and browses around. They need to get their contact info.
Yes,
That's how they move forward.
Absolutely. So that newsletter sign up or that freebie sign up, and not sending them away to Instagram. Like, it's all fine if they want to follow you and get to know you, but how do you get that person then? How do you get the information for them? It's kind of like you're losing that conversion.
You got to have some sort of opt-in is what you're saying to, get there. And that typically works really well with obviously offering some sort of freebie. So like buyer guides or, you know, open house listings or new construction, seller, you know, tips, anything like that is really good for lead generation.
Yeah.
On the side note of having the social media feeds on your website that Jenny is not a fan of, what about video content on your websites? And, you know, maybe this, you know, is taking it a little bit further past just the one page websites, but more, you know, full page. I don't know what they're called when you have. Multiple.
Yeah, no, I video is wonderful. Video gets people's attention. They are engaging with it. They stay on your site longer, which helps, you know, your search engine optimization and tells Google that people are interested. I love a video introduction. So if you have an about page, it's so nice to have a little video introduction about, you know, who you are, who you like to work with, like what you stand for. Something short, doesn't have to be long. And you can also incorporate video behind sections on your website. So maybe on your hero, like when you land on your website, maybe just have some B-roll video. If you work in an equestrian industry, maybe you have some B-roll of some horses running or something like that. But I love adding video wherever you can. I think it's a great, great touch, especially on blog posts too, as well. If you're writing blog posts, you can add videos right there.
Okay. So if you're adding video to your blog post, do you think that it would be something that people would want to do of like a little quick summary of the blog post or added information or like a CTA, a call to action for the blog post? Like what would be the ideal?
Yeah. So maybe if you're writing about like a town, if you're writing about one of the towns or the cities that you work in, you could do a video showing a little bit about it and narrating over it. Something that would add a little bit to the blog post. It's a different form, like a different medium to kind of share the information. Some people like to watch instead of reading. So either way, whatever you do, just incorporating some video to the page would be good.
And one of the things that, you know, we teach and we talk about a lot is obviously YouTube videos because, you know, they work so well in their partnership with Google and SEO. And what we have been doing the last couple of years is people making their YouTube videos and then downloading the videos to upload for the audio files to translate into print for the blog posts.
Oh, love that.
So then because people, especially real estate agents, you know, they try to do everything all over the place. And it's so easy to repurpose content these days if you know how. And starting with video can really help you repurpose content across all of the medians and tying it to the blog post, you know, like Jenny has said with the SEO, and the SEO from your YouTube videos would really just, I mean, multiply how you would show up in those rankings, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you and everyone else know about Descript. It's a tool that does just that. A lot of my clients will create a beautiful video. They run it through that tool. They have the audio, it transcribes it. So you can use that copy for the blog post. And then you can actually cut up your video as well into snippets. So you could include the full video on your blog post. You can include a snippet and you can also share it on social. So I love that. And starting with like that big piece and then kind of making it work for you in all platforms. It's a great.
Yes. Topic. I love like doing the little snippet, like at the beginning of the blog post and be like, you got to read all of this to get it. And then maybe at the end, you could put a link to the YouTube video or something. I use otter.ai to transcribe, but there is, I should mention this, there is a new website. Well, I don't know if it's new. It's new to me, but I have heard a lot about it lately, and I tried to do it and it didn't fly very well with me, but it's called repurpose.io.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of that, Jenny?
I have heard of it. Yes. At all your platforms.
Yes. So it's a repurpose for your content and stuff, and it would be really good. I think it'd be really good if it worked. It did not work for me very well at all, but you're supposed to be able to log in, connect your social media platforms, and then pick one, like a Facebook Live that you streamed, and then it will break it all up for other platforms, and then you're just supposed to share it. Mm-hmm. However, it did not work for me, but I have heard others it works well. And I'm pretty tech savvy, so I'll have to investigate that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But definitely, you know, something, you know, for your clients as well. You know, for content creation and stuff, if it works.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's half the battle, right? I have to give it another shot, but, you know, anything I have to pay for, if it's not going to work, it really gets on my nerves. So
yeah.
Well, Jenny, is there, anything else that you think that our agents should know before we go today? And also I did share Jenny's, personality quiz too in the comments. So grab that, go fill it out and check out her website and stuff as well. But Jenny, is there anything else that they need to know?
I just say, embrace your personality, like, and who you are, and then just play into that. I think it's so important, and you'll get places if you do that.
100%. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jenny. And I hope that everybody, you know, reaches out to Jenny. I'm going to share her Instagram as well. Reaches out to her, schedules a conversation for how her and her team can help you with a custom website that will really help amp up your lead generation. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jess. It was great being here.
Yes, I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Everyone, have a great day.